At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Spent a lot of time, you know, playing football, and I wish I would have had a little bit more time playing football, but you know, that's just how it shakes out. You just keep on pushing. I got this year on the books for sure. I'm gonna play this coming up season. Just gotta find a team to play on, and you know, we'll just keep doing it 1 year at a time. If I have another great year this year, then I'll play next year after that, but we'll just keep doing it 1 year at a time.
That is Von Miller on his expectations going forward. Still wants to play football. Also said, I think he put it as, I could be wrong, but I don't think another team is going to ask me to play special teams at 36 years old. So I think he said probably I would rule that out, which is probably right. So anyways, Von Miller, not on a team yet, but we'll see if he lands somewhere. I have not thought much about a reunion with the Bills, Sal. I don't want to say it's impossible. A lot of guys end up coming back here and loving it here enough that, you know, if they can't find the right home elsewhere, they come back. But I don't know. Even with Bosa dealing with this nagging injury, it just doesn't feel like it fits.
I agree with that, but I would say that we've seen in the past where the Bills do kind of reach back to guys that they know their system, they can plug them in because they have these kind of issues going on. I don't think they're at that point yet, but I do think about Bosa being hurt, Hoyt being suspended, Ogunjobi being suspended, and okay, like, what does that look like? Now they've done some, you know, I guess a little bit of surgery here on the defensive line throughout the offseason. I think it's the biggest position they've done it. Maybe, I guess, cornerback could be as well. So I do kind of think like that about it a little bit. The thing that would hold me back is, I mean, what would Von want like to play for? And you're not going and signing him to a minimum deal to bring him in like a Jordan Phillips, I guess, you know, throughout during the middle of the season. I don't see something like that happening, you know, so money would be a factor. But if the Bill, I guess I would never say it's a 0% chance because the Bills, if Joey Bosa is injured, he can't play, something like that happens, and you do have Hoyt sitting out there suspended or whatever, and you're like, okay, we got to do something here. I think that's the type of player that they would go and say, okay, let's bring him in. He knows exactly what we're about. We know what he's about.
Yeah, and Von had some great underlying pass rush numbers last year. He couldn't play every down, which is right. a limiting factor for money for him, too. 803-0550, the phone number to the Dolphins in a second, but Matt and Cheek DeWaga wanted to get in on our stadium conversation from last hour. What's up, Matt?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, just as you're talking about the nostalgia about the stadium closing, I have a special reason for missing the stadium. My son, on August 17th, 1973, was born at 6:01 in the morning. I was at that first game, the exhibition game against the Redskins, that night, 7 o'clock, handing out cigars. So when that stadium closes, it's going to have a special meaning to my son and myself. So it's been a long, we had a lot of fun there. He lives out in Arizona now, and he's trying to work out a schedule so he can maybe come for the last game, but that's still up in the air. So we'll see what happens. But the old stadium's going to have a lot of memories for us when it goes down.
Awesome.
So I just want to
I mean, it's the same year I was born. Same year I was born, by the way. I'm a 1973 baby, by the way. So there you go.
You sound like it. You sound like good people.
I would say this to the caller about his son coming back for the final game. As he put it, let's go back to the conversation you and I just had, Joe. I don't know if you can treat it like you can plan on, oh, I want to be at the final game. I don't think it's going to be the final game. It could be the final regular season game. But if it is the final game and you could take that chance, you're kind of betting against the Bills if you say, I want to go to the final game and be there against the New York Jets. So my advice would be come to a game in the final year because at least you say you went to a game in the final season. If anyone says, I want to go to the final game and make that the Jets game, they're kind of saying to themselves, I don't think they'll play in the playoffs at home.
Oh, no, he's planning for the playoff game.
No, I get it. I get it.
Is that your guys' plan is? Are you waiting for the playoff game?
Oh, yeah. We're already talking about the playoff game.
Okay.
I got you. Okay,
I mean, the thing is, it's a playoff game.
I got you.
Planning on. Unfortunately, I can't get to the game because I'm 82 and I'm on oxygen 24/7, so emphysema. So he'll be able to go with his son, but not me. I'll watch him on TV that day. So,
love it. He's
looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Matt, for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Go Bills.
Thanks.
Go Bills. Matt from Cheektowaga. Very, very cool. And I agree with you. Like, I would want to go to the playoff game. I do. The season will be celebrating it all year round. I still think the Jet game will be about, you know, like the unofficial closing of it because there will be a game coming after. Unless, you know, someone else below the Bills surprises or the Bills surprise us being worse than we think that they're going to be. I can't see that happening. I think they're going to be hosting a playoff game, though, this season. 803-0550 is the phone number. Feel free. If you got a stadium memory, we've talked a little bit about the stadium this morning. Feel free to get in on that. Sal, I wanted to ask you, though, about Miami. Yesterday, Adam Schefter reports that the Dolphins and the Steelers, interesting that it's that specific also, that it's not like, oh, the Dolphins have been getting calls on Jonnu Smith. It's no, like these two teams are talking about this player, and here's why. He needs a contract that he wants after a breakout season. It's interesting from the Steelers' perspective, I guess, like, but we know they wanted another playmaker outside of DK Metcalf, and Arthur Smith has coached Jonnu Smith multiple times. So that would make sense. What do you think the Dolphins are doing with even being willing to move off of Smith, who just had a very good season? And like the GM said 2 months ago, like they're not going to have Jalen Ramsey on the roster. Now he still is, but I don't know, like the writing's on the wall that he will either be cut or he will be traded at some point in time. There were other veterans who were let go this offseason. Like, what do you think they're doing in Miami?
I really don't know. And it kind of goes back to the last couple months. I've kind of been wondering what they're doing because it feels like they're middling it. Like where it feels like, okay, they want to win, but wait a minute, they don't want to win. Like, why is Tyreek Hill still on the team if they're trying to not win? But then again, you know, they have still Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. Like they're in their positions. They're going to try and win. Chris Greer's been there a long time now. When was Chris Greer hired? 2016 maybe?
Oh man, it's been.
I'm gonna guess 2016. I'm gonna guess. You tell me. I think 2016.
2016. I'm gonna look right now. He also. I mean, he's hired. Has he hired three head coaches for that team?
Right. And 2016. Several quarterbacks. There you go. See, I mean, he's been there a long time. He's been there longer than Brandon Bean has been in charge of the Buffalo Bills and Brett Veach. His tenure has gone longer than both Brandon Bean and Brett Veach in Kansas City, which is remarkable, right? And you wonder, like, okay, well, what is the plan there? And then you have the owner who's kind of been accused of a little bit of, well, it's more about the flash and the glimmer in Miami than it is about winning games, which could very well be true. I ran across a tweet yesterday I want to read to you, and I think this really sums it up well, Joe, okay? Mm-hmm. This is from somebody named Chris Kaufman, who hosts a podcast called 3 Yards Per Carry, and it's an independent Miami Dolphins podcast, okay?
In an independent a Dolphins podcast called 3 Yards Per Carry, huh? You don't say.
Yeah, exactly. So Chris Kaufman wrote, and I like this. I actually, when I saw it, because he had quote tweeted something about it, or he had replied under the Jonnu Smith thing, so that's how I saw it. But anyway, I started reading his timeline. I'm like, you know what? This guy kind of has a handle on it. And I thought he put it pretty well. Here's what he wrote. He said, with Miami underspending the cap in cash terms by $40 to $44 million this year in cash, I guess, the, you know, cash to cap. You can argue they're tanking, but I don't think that's correct. He said, but let's not lie to each other. He said they're sacrificing wins for future cap flexibility. That's something that happens every year. Every time you have an opportunity to take out some debt for a player that you know will help you win, and you don't do it for the sake of prudence, being, you know, just kind of managing your cap, that is exactly what you're doing. You're taking wins off the table in favor of future flexibility. It's all to a matter of degree. He said that doesn't mean 2, 3, 4, 5 wins is the base projection or a desirable outcome. They expect to win while deleveraging. It's the equivalent of a soft landing for the Fed. But anyway, what he's saying is kind of that to me. He's saying they're middling it. Like, they know they're probably not going to be as good as they can be by doing this, but they're not outright trying to be really bad. And I just think that that's a weird spot to be in.
It's a very weird spot to be in. And how likely would they think that that is to work?
Right? Like, I mean, they have Tua. And again, like, we can have our debate, and of course it's easy for Bills fans to go, ha-ha, Tua, he stinks. Like, Tua's not a bad quarterback. When he's healthy, he has good numbers, right? He's not in the tier of the top quarterbacks in the league, but you're not putting him back there and saying, we're trying to lose if you have Tua as your quarterback, right? I mean, that's just not happening.
That's right. But that's where paying him, and I thought getting stuck with him is not how they would want it to put, but that's how I would put it. I believe they are stuck with him because he is good, but he is not good enough to elevate the team around you when you have to start making the decisions that they're currently making, which is, well, we're paying our quarterback $50 million a year now. So, you know, all we 3 years ago when he was on a rookie deal, we could trade for Bradley Chubb and we could trade for Tyreek Hill and we could trade for Jalen Ramsey and we could build all this stuff around him with these high-priced veterans. But now that the quarterback has been paid, you can't do all of that. In fact, you have to tear some of it down and you have to eat some dead cap and you have to move on from good players maybe when they could still help you on the field. Think of where you're going to be as a team when you had all those guys around the quarterback, you still couldn't. I mean, they could make the playoffs, but they weren't good enough to win a playoff game. They weren't good enough to beat any good team on the road. Late in the season, when the temperature dips below 40 degrees and it becomes a little bit more physical of a game, they looked like they didn't belong on the field with whoever they were out there with. And that's when they had all those guys. So now they're going to try to do that with less talent? I don't know. I mean, I guess what are you supposed to do? This is why Tua, as your quarterback and being as good as he is, makes it tough. Because I Sal, feel like they're just going in a circle. They had Ryan Tannehill for 8 years, and he was pretty good. And maybe Tua was a little bit better than Tannehill was, but I felt the same thing about them then, that you got a guy who's pretty good. He's just good enough to where you don't want to move on from him because you could do worse, but he's not good enough to ever get you where you want to go. And I think they're just kind of doing the same thing over again.
We had here in Buffalo quarterback purgatory, right? Which is, you're never bad enough to get the top guy. You're never good at the guy you have. You're never good enough to have the guy where you kind of can, you know, rely on to carry your team. That kind of thing. They don't have quarterback purgatory. They've kind of franchise purgatory because of this, right? Because now, because they have this quarterback who's good enough to put back there and win some games and put up good numbers with the receiving core he has, they're going to win some games and they're always going to be right there. But they're also never going to be able to, as you say, and I agree with you, he's not able to necessarily elevate everybody around him. I also think, like, I don't want to say Tua is a system quarterback. I know it's easy to say. I do think, though, that he is so much better in this system than he would be in a lot of others. Like, I think you could put him in other systems and he'd be okay. But, man, he is the perfect fit for Mike McDaniel's system. And we have seen that, Joe. When he is not playing, they are a terrible football team when somebody else has to go in. Like, he's the guy that, you know, you put in that system. And he does a lot. He can make it work. Armando Salguero, who's, you know, our buddy's been on WGR quite a bit. He actually had a really interesting tweet. He's been hammering Tyreek Hill like this offseason, like in the Dolphins handling of him and why why is he on the team, basically? Like, what is this guy doing on the team? He quote tweeted Schefter yesterday, and Salguero's tweet was, so the Dolphins have been exploring trading all their good players this offseason, except, you know, the one who quit on their team in the 24 season finale, is what he wrote.
which he did. And then, by the way, said after the game that he was basically done with the team.
Yes. And now he's saying he's going to go for 2,000 yards. And I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, I wasn't doing the things I was supposed to last year. Something like that I saw. Then he had that stream talking about Bills fans. I don't know. I just think that
the cops showed up at his house like 2 weeks ago because of something, because that happens three times a year with him.
Right.
It is wild.
To go a step further, this Chris Kaufman that I referenced a little while ago, who does the Miami Dolphins podcast, he said about Tyreek, no team that will take Tyreek Hill's $28 million cash obligation for 25, no team will do that. After quitting a game, demanding a trade, having two wrist surgeries, and more police trouble. He's a 31-year-old speed merchant coming off a down year. Miami would have to pay a team to take him. That's what this podcaster wrote.
He might be right, but... Is he right? Do you think he's right on that? They couldn't find a team that would be interested in Tyreek Hill?
No, I don't think that's right, but I do think that you them are talking about a way, way different set of circumstances with his money compared to maybe somebody else with not all of that, right? Like,
right.
You got a team to take DK Metcalf, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers, they traded for DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't come with all of that. Even he might be high priced. You give him an extension. I can't remember how it went. Did he get the extension after he went to Pittsburgh? Is that how it went?
He did. I think it was after he signed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Like that. I'm pretty sure. We can do that. You know, Tyreek, you look at that number. I don't think the player, if you offered Tyreek Hill to teams, they'd be like, okay, like I'll take the guy. And you know what? We'll deal with some of the issues and troubles or whatever off the field. We'll get him in our organization. We'll protect him, surround him, have him ingrained in our culture. But I can't give up assets and that money for all that also that goes along with it.
Listen, I don't know how much I buy that from that argument that the Dolphins couldn't figure. I mean, last year the Bills traded Stephon Diggs and ate more dead cap than the Dolphins would have to eat right now by trading Hill. If they traded Hill post June 1, which by the way is coming up in like 2 days, so everything's going to be post June 1, it would be a $12 million dead cap this year and a $15 million dead cap next year. I mean, we see dead caps eaten around the league that are five times that much now. So I think from Miami's perspective, if they really wanted to do it, they could. Again, it's finding a team that wants to give him the 10. Right. Well, it's a $10 million base salary this year. I guess next year is the deal. I don't know how you can massage next season. He's got $29 million of base salary next year. Are you able to work around that? Maybe you're not. And maybe that is the thing I'm missing that's different between him and Diggs.
I was very, very, like, and I'm surprised he's still on the team. Like, I thought last year, middle of the season, like, okay, like, he's done after this year. There's no way that they're keeping him around next year. They had massaged his contract and changed a little bit the year before that, so you knew it was there. Like, as I sit here today, like, I'm surprised right now. So, right, if they traded him right now, they'd take a $12.7 million cap hit. But, they would save $15 million if they traded him right now.
Right.
Like, versus what he's making on the cap, you would divide that up and say, okay, 15 of it we're still going to account for, but 12 of it is gone because his cap hit right now is $27 million plus.
And there's no way he's going to be on the team next year because his cap hit next year is $51 million.
Yeah, no way.
$51 million. I mean, you might as well say it's a void year, right? They would save $36 million by cutting him next year. So it is right. He's the one they're standing behind. When also, by the way, this is I'm loving this segment just dunking on the Dolphins because I don't know what they're doing, and I love it though. If you are a Bills fan thinking about your threats in the division, like there's nothing Miami has done in the last 6 months that has made you worried about them at all. You weren't worried about them in the first place. The Bills dunk on them every time they play, and now, okay, well, we're going to take our best corner and our best tight end off the team, too. Like, sweet, go ahead, whatever. There have been stories and reports about culture problems there, right? Guys showing up late to meetings and skipping practices when maybe they shouldn't be or, you know, whatever. There have been stories told about that kind of stuff under Mike McDaniel in Miami. I love Mike McDaniel as an offensive play caller and the idea of him as a coach, but this could be, and it could be a lot of the players too, but it could be something that is a shortcoming of his. How is Tyreek Hill staying around good for any of that? You know? Like, maybe getting rid of Jalen Ramsey. Maybe there's an element of that. Maybe there's an element of we need our locker room to be a little bit different next year. So when I remember when Ramsey was first getting talked about as a trade candidate, I remember thinking that like this could be more than just the player and the age. It could be more about like the questions of their culture. But if that were true, if you really were trying to improve that, or thinking let's do what the Jets are doing, you know, like we might not be good this year, but we gotta turn this thing around. Like we gotta be a professional organization. If you're trying to do that, you don't keep Tyreek Hill on your roster.
Agreed. And listen, we had this discussion in the first hour and yesterday about the state income tax in Florida. And oh my God, you should be able to get all these players there. Well, guess what? Maybe players love it in the state income tax. It's too laissez-faire. It's too relaxed. It's too, you know, I'm going down there. It's not about football. What do you hear from players who sign with the Bills a lot? I love being here because it's all about football, right? They do say that, right? It's not like the nightlife. You're not going out all the time and all these like big parties and clubs because, you know, there's less to do. And that's not a shot. They like say, hey, it's really good here that we're able to do that. Maybe some players, they're not built for that. They want to be in the bigger city. That's fine. But I do think there's some part of that that goes along with everything we talked about earlier and the no state income tax and, you know, how Florida plays into it. You know what else plays into it is having a lot of options and saying it's not about football as much and everything else in life kind of gets away from it. But to your point, too, about Tyreek Hill and standing behind him. Yeah, for sure. If I'm on that team and what he did last year and he quit in that final game, like, and then you're standing behind him and he's the guy you're going to keep on this roster when other guys are going, I'm like, wait a minute, what are we about here? What message are we sending? And I'll even give you another part of that. They fired their wide receivers coach, Wes Welker, basically from what I was told, partly because of what was happening in that wide receiver room. So they basically said, no, it's not Tyreek Hill. It's the wide receivers coach.
So how do you think it's going to go? How do you think it's going to go? Like this season and beyond, do you think this is going to be a steady decline for them? Could it implode? Are they going to be better than we're sounding right now because the quarterback is still pretty good? Like, how do you think it goes for them?
I think they are about a 500 team, and they'll fight for the seventh playoff spot. We'll see. And obviously, if Tua misses games, that would go more south. He's got to stay healthy. If Tua stays healthy all year, I think they're about a 500 team. Maybe they get 9 wins. Maybe they squeeze out 10. Maybe they get to that 7th spot. But I think that's about their ceiling. But I do think the Patriots right now, to me, are... I don't know if I would say they are. I've been saying they're the second best team in the division. I think they have the second best outlook overall, but has it happened this year? I'm not totally sure.
Yeah.
Because their roster isn't quite there yet, but I like their quarterback. So I do think the Patriots and Dolphins have kind of a nice claim to being the second, you know, team behind the Bills.
Well, they play in week 2 in Miami.
Yep.
So that could be a good test. By the way, your comment about Tua, I mean, he has stayed healthy once in 5 seasons. In 4 of the 5 years, he's missed at least 4 games. And if he does that again, do you know who their backup quarterback is now?
Oh, their backup quarterback, yeah. Well, it's not... I did know this. Now I forget. Who is it? It's somebody we know very well.
Yes.
They signed somebody who... It's not Tyrod.
It's not Tyrod. Tyrod is still in New York.
Right. It's somebody play for the Bills or no?
No. It is somebody, though, that has beaten the Bills twice.
Oh, somebody who's beaten the Bills twice.
Yes.
Ooh.
I was going to say Tyler Huntley, but no, I don't think that's right.
It's not Tyler Huntley. I don't even think Tyler Huntley's played the Bills. This guy's beaten the Bills twice, and it's almost embarrassing that he's beaten the Bills twice.
Oh, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is the answer. How do you think it's going to go with Zach Wilson in that offense if he has to play? Maybe better.
They hired Bobby Slowick, by the way, for their passing game, as a passing game coordinator.
Okay. Texans offensive coordinator from the last couple of years.
Yeah. I think he's coming in to help their passing game or whatever, but
yeah.
Yeah, they don't operate like a team that is necessarily trying to lose, but they also aren't operating like a team that believes that they can, you know, win a division championship and contend for a conference.
Yep. I think they're a 500 team for the next 3 years. So or even maybe a little bit worse than that. 803-0550, the phone number. If you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back. There's a running back negotiation in the NFL that isn't James Cook that I think could impact James Cook and the Bills a little bit for, you know, not quite a domino effect, but a good comparable out there in the league. That when we come back here on WGR.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the crowd coming back to life after momentarily catching its collective breath. Draisaitl played it off. Kane centers, and it bounces in. Looked like it hit Lindell out in front and wound up past the Smith. 5-3 Edmonton. Every time it looks like they're being threatened, they find a way.
Edmonton scoring only 2 minutes after the Stars had pulled within one. Evander Kane. Two former Sabres scoring last night for the Oilers. Kane's fifth of the postseason. Oilers and Panthers in the final. That will be on June 4th. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal is in, and Jeremy will be back next week. Get to a running back conversation in a moment pertaining to James Cook. Jeff's been waiting on hold, though, with a question about the stadium, which we've been talking on and off about this morning. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Going back to the stadium, I might have missed this, so I apologize. I just turned you guys on at 7. I read an article this past week that the stadium's going to be 6 months, maybe later, that it's going to be delayed. Is there a plan in place if it is delayed and it's not going to be open for the 26 season?
So, Sal, you can take this if you want, but the way I read that story is, and I don't think this is even surprising, is not that the stadium's going to open and the Bills will be playing games there, but that doesn't mean that there won't still be construction work going on behind the scenes. Correct. Until December.
Correct. I don't think the word is delayed. It's that it won't be completely finished until December of 26, which means, you know, you're in there, you're watching games, but there's things going on that you probably don't notice to finish construction.
Right. So, yeah, the stadium will be open and it'll be on time. I don't even think you'll see it. Or maybe you will a little bit. I'm not sure. But all the amenities and the stadium will be good to go by the time the Bills are opening in 26. And maybe even, we've talked about this, an event before that in the summer or something.
Yeah, they're still planning on opening in July of 26. That's going to happen. But
even
if you read the article, I believe WGRZ posted it. Even if you read the article, it says in there construction semantics. Like they literally they wrote those words in there.
Construction semantics. Yes, that's right. Anyways, I want to get to this quickly on. We talked a lot about James Cook earlier in the week. He didn't show up to OTAs. We had this contract conversation about him for the last couple of months. There's another running back that is on his way to signing in Los Angeles. So it looks like, Sal, that they are heading towards an extension in LA between Kyren Williams and the Rams. And pull his stats up for a moment. I want to ask you how close Cook and Williams should be. Even if the Bills aren't the team that ends up giving Cook his next contract, it could be someone else. How close Williams and Cook, or maybe more so the way you should put it is, should Cook see Williams as a comparable for his own deal? He has actually had a little more production in the league, but I feel like they're close enough to where if he goes out and gets $14, $15 million a year, that Cook could use that as, see, like, this guy's in the same ballpark that I am.
Yeah, I would if I was James Cook and his agent, no doubt. It doesn't mean the Bills will see it that way, because as we've talked about, the value to each team, right? I mean, yes, Matthew Stafford's still really good, but he's getting older. There's been talk about them moving on from him. Like, they've kind of shifted a little bit where maybe they lean more on Williams, and that would be the argument from the Bills' side, which is, well, look, we have the MVP quarterback who's 28 years old. The Rams don't have that. You know, so his value, Kyren Williams, to the Rams is different than your value to our team. Also, I don't know. I'd have to go look. Like, how much is Kyren Williams on the field for third downs and pass blocking situations, right? Like, I mean, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. We've seen that. What are his numbers here? Receiving, 34 catches for 182 yards, 32 the year before. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. James Cook can catch the ball out of the backfield. We know that. So, you know, not that part of third down, but what about pass blocking? Where does that lie? But, yes, I would say so. If I'm James Cook's agent and Kyren Williams gets $15 million, you're damn right I'm saying, like, you should give me $15 million. That doesn't mean the Bills have to agree to what those, you know, to that particular value on him, but the statistics, I think, would bear it out, yes.
Sure. Yeah, Williams in the last two seasons, about 2,400 yards and 26 touchdowns. That's just on the ground, which is a couple hundred yards more than Cook and about eight more touchdowns. Also, this is actually a big difference. The amount that Williams is on the field. Kyren Williams in the last two seasons. Last year, 87% of snaps.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And then 82% the year prior, which is, for any running back in the league, that's actually a ton. Like, I don't even think, like, other than McCaffrey, there's not many backs that are playing 87% of their team's snaps.
Right.
So that's a big difference between him and Cook, too. But you make the right point about the value to your offense, and Williams is, because Stafford can't really move around anymore, and their line has been struggling over the last couple of years, so they've had to run the ball a little bit more to protect the quarterback. You could even argue that Williams maybe is a little more valuable to their scheme and the overall than Cook is.
And I think that would be the Bills' argument.
Right.
But if you are James Cook and his agent, aren't you saying, okay, like, if this guy's going to get that money, like, I should be right there too in that ballpark?
I would think so.
Of it, I think that's the proper way to look at it. It's if he's taking from his side of it, there's no doubt. It doesn't mean the Bills have to agree. Who's Kyren Williams' backup right now? Who is the backup in L.A.? Right,
you know, now? Even as big a fantasy player as I am, there's not a name that's coming to the top of my mind. They had
Rams.
They had a
depth
rookie.
Chart.
They had a rookie last year that I don't think
Blake
got
Corum.
In a lot.
Blake Corum.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan kid.
Okay, well, if you're the Bills, then let's just play this out. Let's say you go to a negotiation. You're James Cook. You're his agent. Hey, Kyren Williams just got $15 million. I want the same or $14 million or whatever. And look at the stats. And you're the Bills. You're like, well, wait a minute. Like, you're not on the field as much. And they have an older quarterback. We have the MVP in his prime. We have a really good offensive line. They don't. We can pretty much roll with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson and get a really good production. I don't think the Rams could make that argument as much.
I think that's right. I think it would be tougher for them to make that argument. It would certainly be tougher for them to make that argument, I think. 803-0550 is the phone number.
Joe, I have a comparison that I read online that I want to run by you. That's really interesting.
What do we got?
It is definitely not, like, perfect, because one is much younger than the other, okay?
Okay.
But I see why and where it's going.
Okay.
After last night, I have seen Dallas sports fans compare Jake Ottinger to Dak Prescott.
Jake Ottinger to Dak Prescott. He got pulled last night, by the way. Uh-huh. I just saw some awkward video that of, I guess, going into the third period, Pete DeBoer like walking by Ottinger, and they like don't make eye contact with each other.
I saw the same thing. And in fact, if you click that tweet and scroll down, I believe there is a tweet with a picture of Dak Prescott's face superimposed over Jake Ottinger's body.
Okay. So why, what's the reason for the comparison? Is it like, it's because what, playoff failure or what?
Oh, this guy who, hey, he's good. He's good. He's really good. He's the franchise guy. He's put up numbers regular season, but he can't get there. Now the Stars have gone, they've lost 3 straight years in the conference finals. Is that right? Is that they've lost 3 straight years now in the conference finals?
I think they have. Sounds right. And they were in the finals, I think, before that and lost.
So that's not Dak right now, but no, let's go back. What was Dak? What were the Cowboys?
He's won a couple playoff games, hasn't he?
Yeah, let's go to their early on in their career.
You're right on Dallas. It's been 3 straight years in the conference finals, though, that they've lost.
Yo, so again, I know that Dak's older, right? And like, but I think, here's why it's interesting to me. This is not the national media. I've seen people in Dallas do it. That's their guys. Those are their guys. I mean, Ottinger is what? The USA goalie, right? I mean, he's that level. He's, oh my God, he's good enough to be that guy. Why can't he win in the playoffs? Why can't he get us there? Here's Dak Prescott, who just, he signed the largest contract in history, right, at one point, the quarterbacks. And, you know, he's held up in this regard by so many people. And I know that's different now and where we've gone with quarterbacks, and he's not in that tier. But I think it's interesting that their own fan base here in Dallas is kind of putting that together.
Yeah. The youth is different. I don't know. Prescott is somebody I struggle with, so I don't know how I feel about this. Ottinger, I think, is awesome. Like, he is one of the best goalies in the league, and he's been that for a couple years now. Is Dak, I guess it's different, though, because goalie versus quarterback, too, but I don't think Dak is as good at his position as Ottinger is his. I guess I'd put it that way. And that is coming from somebody who, by the way, I think I have, I'm trying to find where I have it, because I made
Dak
this bet.
Prescott 2 years ago finished second in the MVP voting.
He did.
2 years ago.
I actually remember making the argument that he should have won that MVP. That, like, if I had a vote, I would have voted for Dak that season. I have a Dak MVP vote for this year. Now, it's, like, crazy long odds, but, like, I was in Pennsylvania, like, a month or two ago. I'm like, I could bet awards here. What do I want for NFL MVP? And, like, you're not going to bet Allen because it's, like, you know, he's even money to win. Same with a lot of other guys. Like, oh, you know, it's like 10 to win 600 on Dak Prescott. I'll do that. He could throw for a billion yards this year.
Yeah, see, that's why I think it's interesting. Again, I know it's not apples to apples. I get it. But I think it's really interesting that the Dallas fan base, there have been a few people I've seen and come across and said, like, it's basically Dak Prescott at quarterback. Like, he's good. Like, you know, like, you can, he's right there. He's among the best in the league statistically sometimes, but you're not winning.
Well, I mean, the Dallas fan base is going through it a little bit the last couple of years, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they've got good teams that hit their head on the ceiling, and I guess even in this instance, these two guys, you got some good, like, great players that kind of let you down in the big moments, and in your basketball team that made the finals decided to get rid of their best player. So, you know, all of that has been happening to you in the last, like, 2 years. If you're a Dallas sports fan. Not that I'm shedding any tears for the Dallas sports fan, by the way. They haven't won anything.
I have a fun, quick, instant trivia if you have a minute before we get to 8 o'clock.
Let's take a break here, and I would love a 1 minute instant trivia. Let's do that when we come back here on WGR.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, instant trivia. Warning, it's beautiful out. What do you got, Sal?
Okay, ready? Here we go. I spoke at length with Elijah Moore. I wrote about it at WGR550.com. You can check it out. Really interesting. He's betting on himself and why he is betting on himself with the Buffalo Bills. But here is the instant trivia. This is striking, Joe. Mm-hmm. Can you name the 11 quarterbacks he's played with in his career so far through his first four seasons through New York and Cleveland?
It's 11?
Now, these are guys, to be clear here, I don't know if he caught a pass specifically from each one of these guys in a game, but these are all the 11 quarterbacks through his time in New York, 2 years in New York, 2 years in Cleveland, that have thrown passes in a regular season game for those teams in those years.
That's incredible that it's 11 of those 4 seasons.
11. That's correct.
All right. Joe Flacco.
Twice. He was with New York and Cleveland. Yeah. That's right.
Deshaun Watson.
That is correct. Deshaun Watson.
Let's go Zach Wilson.
That is correct, obviously. Zach Wilson, yep. They came in. Wilson was what, same year? Younger? Maybe a year before.
They might have been same year.
Yeah.
Maybe Wilson preceded him, actually. Okay, how about Mike White?
That is right, Mike White, who is now his teammate in Buffalo, of course.
Yeah.
That's four.
Mike White. The only thing I remember about him in the Jets is getting broken in half by Matt Milano. And then coming back, which was as incredible as the hit was. The Jets. Who else with the Jets? How about the Jets? Oh, Aaron Rodgers. No, he's not there.
Correct. He's not.
Okay.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
He's gone. He's already gone.
Yep.
They may be. I wonder when that trade happened. They might have been together in like training camp, but that doesn't count.
I mean, think Browns last year.
Yeah, the Browns had a lot. Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
That is correct. Yeah. DTR.
DTR.
Who was their main quarterback last year? Had a couple monster games, actually.
Other than Watson? Oh.
Last year.
Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Winston had like a 500-yard game on Thursday night.
You have six. You have five more to go, believe it or not.
That's crazy that there's five more. There's five more? They've got to be Browns.
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, who's the dude? There's like a no-name quarterback from the Jets that had like a sleeve tattoo. What was his name?
It might be this guy. I'm not sure, but oh my God. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this guy?
I think I only know his name because of other trivia questions in the past. Like, I don't think I ever, and because, you know, how many quarterbacks have like a full arm sleeve?
It's probably the same guy. His name is, He is from
Streliever.
Chris Streveler, I think.
Streveler,
that's how
okay.
you say it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's very good, Joe. That was the hardest one.
I think,
even though you got him before a couple other guys. Chris Streveler, that year in New York, he had Chris Streveler.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, you've already gotten. This is the 22 season. Zach Wilson, Mike White, Joe Flacco, Chris Streveler. Okay. You got all those guys from that year in New York.
Okay.
In the 21 season, you for the New York Jets, you have Wilson, White, Flacco, and one more who played three games, threw 45 passes, did not start any games. He has really bounced around the league. You might know him with the Ravens mostly.
Really? Oh, Josh Johnson?
Yes, Johnson.
When in doubt.
That is correct.
When in doubt in quarterback trivia, just guess yes. Josh Johnson. And you're probably going to be right. That's funny. Okay,
so that's 8. So you have 3 more.
And they're all Browns.
Cleveland.
They're all Cleveland.
Yes.
This team. Okay. How about
So let me get what you have, what you don't here. Let me go to 23 for the Browns real quick when these guys played. You have Flacco, Watson. Oh yeah, you're missing a guy that you should know. He started a couple games with the Browns here. He's played a little bit for them. I think I'll give it away. Before that, he was with the Carolina Panthers. I actually kind of liked his game a little bit. Like, I like his game.
He was with Carolina.
Yeah. Goes by initials for his first name. Does not go by a name. It goes by initials.
He goes by initials.
Is it not a first name? His first name is Philip, but he doesn't go by Philip. He goes by PJ.
Oh, PJ Walker?
Wait. Yes.
Yeah, PJ Walker.
Yeah. PJ Walker.
Okay.
And then finally, the last guy you're missing is, that's right. This guy played one game, started one game for the Browns last year. Went 16 of 31, threw a touchdown pass, 2 interceptions. And before that, he was with the New England Patriots.
Bailey Zappi.
That is correct.
Bailey Zappi. That is so many bad quarterbacks. Not one of those guys I consider good. Not one. Flacco wasn't bad, I guess, for a time. But,
I mean,
wow.
Watson wasn't bad for a time.
Yeah, well, not he was bad the time that Elijah Moore had him. I will say that.
That's correct. So,
but yeah.
By the way, check it out, WGR550.com. Yeah. Really interesting. I'm going to tweet it out here during the break as well. The conversation I had with Elijah Moore, he's really betting on himself in Buffalo. And I thought very introspective on his career and why things haven't worked and why he believes they will in Buffalo, besides the quarterback he's playing with, of course.
Yeah, check it out. Also, on Elijah Moore, I'm going to have Sal do an exercise that we discussed yesterday but didn't actually get to. That, when we come back, how many targets are certain Bills going to have this year? Let's play around with that when we return here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.